B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So what would you do if your bank accidentally deposited $120,000 in your account?
Why are you laughing?
Because I know, like, I can say what I would do, but I would know it would be a mistake, and I wouldn't want, like, what I would like to do is make it rain, okay? But, and just spend the whole thing, but I know that they're going to come back and look for that money at some point.
So that's exactly what a couple did. They went on a bit of a shopping spree. They bought a lot of things. They got a camper, a Chevy, a race car.
This was all after the bank accidentally deposited 120 grand into their account.
Yes.
They bought a race car.
Where are they from? Shelby?
I can't remember.
What was that movie?
Somewhere up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, yeah. But that was
it happened right here.
Yeah, it's based like in Cherville, right?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, there's Logan Lucky, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that and then that other one that was in the theater for an hour and then it got pulled.
Yeah.
It took place here, the Wells Fargo heist.
Yes.
Up at the racetrack.
Yes. So after they spent about $100,000, the bank finally realized their mistake and said, hey, we need the money back.
Duh.
And so the people that spent the money said, well, maybe we can work out a payment plan.
Will you take a race car?
And then they never paid the payment plan, so they're now in jail.
Oh.
However, here's my beef. If I put $100 out in this hallway and someone grabs it, and then I come up to them 3 weeks later, and I was like, hey, I need my $100 back. The person's going to say, screw you.
Yeah,
I found it.
Okay, but if it was on camera, then you would probably get it back. So this way, there's like a way to track where the money came from. There's so why wouldn't they get it back?
I got a better example.
Okay.
You owe Loren $100.
Yes.
Loren says, do me a favor, put it in my bag. Instead of putting it in Loren's bag, you drop it in my bag.
Okay.
I go home, I find the $100, and I go on a shopping spree, and you go, oh, Manny, that money wasn't for you.
Yeah.
And I go, too late, I already spent it.
Finders,
your fault.
Keepers.
No.
I don't think so.
How does that not exist?
Listen, I like your logic. Trust me. I like money, and I like your logic.
If somebody hands me money, I'm going to take it.
So if Bank of America, Wells Fargo, any of these banks dropped money in your account, you would spend it, and you would go, hey, it's on you, not on me?
I think it's their fault. They should have a better system.
Maybe there should be like a statute of limitation. Like if it's in there for 30 days, you know what I mean? Or like if you don't see it for 6 months or whatever it is, then it is yours.
That's true. Hey, Nicole, you had something happen with you and Venmo, right?
Yeah.
Just like
this. I randomly had like I checked Venmo one day and my Venmo balance was $1,200.
Oh my gosh. That's a lot. I don't think I've ever seen my Venmo up that much.
And?
And, like, turns out, like, after researching it and, like, researching that user, it was a scam. Like, they were hoping that not only would I send back the $1,200, but that they would cancel their payment. So that way I would be out $1,200 and they'd be up $24. Well, I just let it sit. Like, I literally let that money sit for 1 year and didn't do anything about it. They didn't reach out. They didn't whatever. And then finally, a year later, I transferred that over.
So what if this guy all of a sudden reaches out and says, if you don't give me the money back, I'm going to call the police and take you to jail. That's horse crap.
Well, that money's in Thailand now, so.
But you know what I mean,
but
though?
It's been a year. That's what I mean. Like, maybe there should be, like, a statute of limitation on time.
Does that article say anything? And by the way,
there's no timeline
we're
in
this
the bank- article.
Sorry, right? I mean to cut you off. No timeline?
No, there's no timeline.
We're in the banking capital of Charlotte.
Yeah.
Who's on their way to work right now to go uptown to that fancy new Bank of America building? You could be anonymous if you don't want to embarrass anybody, but like, what is the deal with that? Like, is there a statute of limitations if the money goes into the account? Like,
there has to be because it's their fault. They should have insurance to cover that type of thing.
Suddenly, I'm like Roy, and I feel like now I've changed my opinion.
Right? So, it's their systems that messed up. They should be responsible for the money.
When we closed on our house, the guy who did our closing was telling us how, like, I guess years ago, Bank of America lost all these deeds to houses. So when the market crashed, they had to go back to all these people who had taken out loans and saying, hey, do you have the terms to your loan? And the smart people were like, I don't have anything.
Right.
You know, because now they can negotiate what they owe and like what's left.
Right. Yeah. I mean, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, our angry caller Frank knows that.
Right? Everybody makes mistakes, man.
Everybody does. But if you give me money, that's your fault, not mine.
All right.
I want to be in the courtroom for these people so bad.
All right, a couple things. One question, if you work for the banks or you know, is there a statute of limitation on if money goes into your account wrongly, which is easy because all you need to do is mix up a couple numbers.
Yeah,
we all have bank account numbers, right?
Yeah.
So we need someone in the banking industry. Hello, Charlotte. Help us out here to tell us if there's a statute of limitation on that. And then two, we want to know, this couple went on a major spending spree. Remind everybody what they bought with the $120,000 that wasn't theirs.
They bought a camper, a Chevy, and a race car.
Which is awesome.
All right. So did you ever find money? This is open for everyone now. Did you ever find money? And then what did you buy with the money that you found?
I'll tell you this time how I ran across some money at Target. And the what happened after that is something I'll forever remember.
Okay, cool. We're going to get into all this coming up in less than 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1 with the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. I found this article. I ended up blogging about it at kiss95.1.com because a couple found $120,000 from BB&T in their bank account. And so they went on a bit of a shopping spree. It was accidentally deposited in there by the bank. It was actually for a company they were supposed to, that's where the money was supposed to go to. But they went on a shopping spree, bought a, they didn't buy a house. They didn't do anything smart with it. They bought a Chevy, a camper, and a race car.
Yeah.
Well, the camper's kind of like a house.
Kind of, yeah.
They didn't buy stocks or invest in their 401k.
No, but I am upset because now these, this couple has a felony charge for them, and they're going to go to jail. And I think that's so messed up because, in my opinion, if the bank put the money in your account, it's your money.
So we got somebody who works at a bank to text us, works at B of A, and they said that after 90 days, if the bank does not contact you, do not pay it back. You're in the clear. The bank has insurance on things like that.
So I guess if you can dodge the the bank for 90 days.
I'd be checking my calendar. X.
Don't answer that phone.
X.
You just go on vacation with that 120.
Yeah. You're going to have to
don't return for 3 months.
Yeah, knock on my door. That's how you have to get a hold of me.
Okay, so this family went out. They bought a race car. They bought a camper. We want to know, did you find money somewhere and then you spent it? What did you spend it on? What did you buy? 704-570-9595. Couple lines still open to get in on that.
Let's talk with Megan in Mount Holly. Megan, you used to work at a bank. Can you shed some light on this?
Yeah, so I actually worked at a bank, and we gave a customer too much money. And then we realized when we counted down the drawer that night that we were short. And so we knew exactly what had happened. We called the customer, and he was one of our regulars, so we just assumed he would bring it back. And he was like, oh, I just thought it was a gift from God, so we got my wife's teeth fixed. And, like, he refused to give us the money.
But I get, but he admitted to it. So I feel like there would be, can't you go after him at that point as a bank?
We couldn't. We couldn't do anything. We had to take the loss. And
see, I wonder why.
Setting.
Maybe it was because it was in cash.
I kind of wonder why this couple is going to jail. I'm so upset for them.
Well, I mean, $120,000 is a lot more than a couple hundred.
Yeah, but the best
couple
all
they do is just say God wanted me to buy a camper, and it sounds like you're in the clear.
I mean, I guess I worked for the bank for 7.5 years, and there were many times where money got put in the wrong account. But usually, they don't spend it. I mean, you have the few that do, and a lot of times they would draft it back out, and then they would be in the negative, and it would be a huge
whole thing, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate you calling the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show. You know, even as a real estate agent, we have errors and omissions insurance, so if we mess up, there are things that are covered. I imagine banks have this, so I don't know why this couple would be going to jail with a felony.
You'll find your way to a home of your own.
Roy at Roy Realty.
That's not. This is Jen in Huntersville. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Ray Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. So did you ever find money and spend it?
Yeah. This was like 20 years ago when direct deposit was a new thing. I was working here in Charlotte, and their main base was up in, I think it was Detroit or Dearborn, Michigan. That's where their human resources department was. And I stopped working for this company to have a baby. I just totally quit working. And I had my paycheck direct deposited then, and they kept direct depositing it for 3 months. And I had a friend in human resources. She ran a big company. And I asked her, you know, what do I do? And she said, sit on the money for 90 days, don't tell anybody about it, and then it's yours.
Yeah,
okay.
So cool.
That's the lucky magic number, 90 days.
So okay. 90 days. Yep. Have a good morning, you guys.
Yeah, you all right, too, see you. And I remember one time I found a $20, I think it was like $40 at Target, just sitting on a shelf.
Wasn't that on feels the
ground.
Like a trick.
Wasn't on the ground, like it fell out of pocket. It's like somebody took money out and put it on a shelf. And I looked around and I was like, is this like some camera crew? If I grab this money.
Chris Hansen. What were you doing with that money?
And if somebody, so I grabbed the money and you would have thought that I stole a diamond ring from this place.
Did you run?
I dart out of Target. I go straight to my car and I don't even go home. I just drive far away. Like, what did you do with it?
They're following me. I know they are. I can't go home.
I was like, I'm sure someone's got me on camera. I spent it, you know, I just kept $40 in my pocket, but...
And you didn't drive home, you drove far away?
I did, I was so... I drove past my house, I was distraught.
Ended up in Pineville.
I feel like I did, like, the biggest crime ever.
That's funny. You know, I love when we do hashtag the more you know here on the show, and I feel like we did everybody a service except the banks that spend the most money here in town. By telling everyone, if the bank deposits the money in your account,
keep it.
You got 90 days.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.